97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Did you see the robot games the other day? Did you see any of that video, Scott, with the robots like competing against each other on athletic fields and stuff like
I have,
that?
I have seen that like in China. Soccer game. Wow, it was really weird to watch. They're like falling down.
Yeah, the video I saw the other day, the first one fell, and the next one fell over top of
exactly.
it, and another one fell on top of that. Now, I'm making fun of that a little bit, but there's no doubt about it, the fact that robotics will already play a pretty big role in manufacturing. But with the AI coming on as strong as it is, it's going to play a much bigger role moving forward. And what's it mean for jobs and all of that? I saw the opportunity to maybe answer a few of those questions. I've got Elon Inbar with us this morning. He is a thought leader in this field of robotics. He's the owner of Robot Lab. And Elon, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a minute this morning. So let's talk about this. Robo workers. What's the threat to the average, employee in America when you talk about being replaced by a robo worker?
So this is a common, misconception. People are really afraid from the unknowns, right? The robots are taking our jobs, and you know we're all, going to be doom and gloom. Everything is bad. The thing is this: technologies are coming and going constantly, and the labor force is changing constantly to adjust to the to the new needs and new waves. Think about it this way. A few years ago, I'm talking about like 20, 30 years ago, every office had a battery of secretaries typing on typewriters. And when computers came in, we don't need them anymore. But does it mean that everyone was fired? No. People went to do more higher paying jobs. So they became, marketing advisors and, social media influencers and so on. Go back 100 years ago. I mean, there were pooper scoopers in the streets of Manhattan, just going behind horses. But then the cars came, and this job is gone. Is it good or bad? Right. And this is the important thing to understand. This is a revolution that is happening constantly in the workforce. We get new tools, we get new technologies, and matter of fact, AI and robotics will actually generate more jobs and more opportunities than ever before, just because of the scale of this technology.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at your website here for Robot Lab, and what you're offering here, like it's like mind blowing to me. Robots, mm-hmm. robot helpers for things even like I think you said memory care. I mean, tell me an idea what that means.
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges right now in assisted living facilities is basically therapists to work with, people with dementia. We don't have enough therapists to actually, be with them and, remind them who they are and why they are there and all of that. The only thing that is missing today is just someone, going to someone and just saying, hey, Mrs. Jones, you're here because you have some memory problems. Your spouse will come later today. Your kids will come to visit. Please follow me. I have breakfast for you. Sometimes that's the only thing that is needed, right? This human touch, right? And because we don't have that ability, people wake up in, unknown rooms. They don't know why they're not home. Where is their family? They want to go back home and they, no one is there to talk to them. So they become upset and, sometimes violent. That's why these departments are very, locked down. And what we are doing is we are introducing robotics, humanoid robots that can actually come and do that. And basically on a tablet, on the chest, the robot can show images and videos of their, wedding day, of their first child that was born. Good morning, Mrs. Jones. You are here because you have memory problems. Your spouse will be here and all of that. So it's basically humanizing the way that we treat and help these people, be less confused.
Yeah. Elon Inbar is with us this morning. He runs a Robot Lab. You look at this website and you can Google Robot Lab. This looks like what you might imagine. I mean, you've got robots that look like an updated version of C-3PO, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have robots in different categories. From mostly what we do is commercial cleaning, commercial delivery. Think about delivery robots in restaurants or cleaning of airports or hotels or assisted living facilities that we mentioned. warehouse and so on, cooking robots, security, helping with patrol, everywhere where people don't want to do the jobs. You know, no one wants to push a vacuum cleaner for 8 hours a day anymore. But still, floors need to be cleaned, right? You know, in schools, in warehouses and so on. We have something to help with, and we have a solution that can clean hundreds of thousands of square feet per day, and they cost, you know, roughly 40, 50 bucks.
Wow.
And again, it's not replacing people. 40, 50 bucks per day. They're not replacing people because, to begin with, people don't want to do these jobs.
Well, you know,
and that's where we are helping.
And I've heard that, but I also wonder, like in a case, you mentioned cooking, in a case where a state like California increases the minimum wage to $30 an hour, then you start looking at robotics to cook the food, right?
Yeah, exactly. But not just that, you know, before the, you know, the pandemic, we had around 30,000 Chinese restaurants in the U.S. And today there are around 12,000. And the reason is that most of the Chinese chefs just went back home when, you know, the COVID started and all of that.
Wow.
And they never came back. And if you're a business owner and you need to run your restaurant, how can you run it without a chef? So we have a way to help business owners stay open, competitive.
Just amazing. Mr. Imbar, we appreciate your time this morning. That's insightful. Thank you.
Thank you.